Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood. It's time for another slice of fresh bread this Tuesday. We began in chapter 10, verses 1 through 6, where Jesus says that he's the good shepherd and he comes to the door of the sheepfold and he calls, and his sheep will follow him. His sheep do not follow the robber or the thief who comes over the wall instead of to the door. Now Jesus, in this allegory, now throws another metaphor at us. John chapter 10, beginning in verse 7. So Jesus again said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep." Now this is the second time he said truly, truly, so we've got another lesson in front of us. Truly, truly is the Greek word that we get the word amen from. So he says, "Amen, amen, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. And all who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved, and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life, and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he's a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice, so there will be one flock and one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life, that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This charge I have received from my Father." There again arose a division among the Jews because of these words. And many of them said, "He has a demon and is insane. Why listen to him?" Others said, "These are not the words of one who is oppressed by a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind?" Here Jesus brings to a conclusion his allegory of the teaching of the good shepherd. And now he says, "I'm not only the good shepherd," he says, "I'm also the door of the sheep." In other words, the good shepherd stands at the door and calls them out, and they hear his voice and they follow Jesus to salvation. But here's something else we just found out. As they go through the door, he's not only the good shepherd, he is the door. That is, you come to Christ through Christ. That you put your trust in Christ, and that narrow door you come to, only one sheep will fit through at a time. And so each person must come to Christ. But when you come through, now you're gathered into a flock. And what does a good shepherd do? Well, the good shepherd will lay down his life for the sheep. And so Jesus lays down his life for the sheep. And he says, "Let me remind you, I lay my life down and I take it up again. No one takes it from me." Jesus was not killed. Jesus gave himself up to die on the cross and then buried. And he takes up his life again. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he comes forth out of that grave. So he says, "No one takes my life. I give it up of my own accord. I not only have the authority to lay it down here, the Lord of glory says, I have the authority to take it up again." And this is exactly what the Father had sent him to do, to lay down his life for the sheep, then proclaim with the voice of the good shepherd the good news that you can be saved because of this atoning death of the shepherd and his resurrection. And then you come and follow the voice of the shepherd. And you follow the voice of the shepherd by going through the gate and the door. And Jesus is the gate and the door. Notice the careful use of the phrase, "I am." He's recalling from Exodus chapter 3, where the Lord God, Yahweh, says, "I am that I am. I am the door. I am the good shepherd." And the last thing he says is this, "I'm not a hired hand. I've laid down my life and bought the sheep. I own the sheep. I will not run away. I will be the good shepherd." Because of the death of Jesus, we have passed from death unto life. As we hear his voice, the one who laid his life down for us and took it up again. As we come to him and through him, the door of salvation. And then that good shepherd will keep us with life forever. He will not flee. He says, "I will be with you always, even to the end of the age." And that's another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.